This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Chris O'Brien is off on special assignment. Kurt Collins is our guest co-host. We got him here at the last minute. Philip Mantle talking about the Pascagoula, Mississippi case in light of the republication of a book about it. A reminder also that we have a second radio show after the Paracast, which extends this show, has other interviews, other information that will be fascinating to you. As Philip mentioned, right now, Greg Bishop is working on a book about contactees with Adam Gorightly. That'll be out soon. We'll have an episode featuring one or both of them. In the meantime, last week's After the Paracast had Greg on it. So isn't that fascinating? But you can only get After the Paracast if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com for more information on how to sign up. Plus.theparacast.com. You also get a version of this show free of the network ads. Philip Mantle, continue.
When the incident was finished, they didn't want to tell anybody, but it suddenly dawned on these gentlemen. They thought, well, this might happen to someone else, or it could be an invasion. So they stopped at a public telephone, payphone, and they phoned Keesler Air Force Base. And it sounded like the lady who answered had just been, woken up. And she said, oh, the Air Force doesn't deal with anything like that anymore. Ring the Sheriff's Department. So they took off and were going to go home again. And they were actually nearer to home. Then they decided, no, we should ring the Sheriff's Department. They discussed it between them in the car as they were going. So they rang the Sheriff's Department and ended up there and said everything. And Alan Hynek and Dr. Harder were down there within 48 hours, interviewing the men in question, and Hynek had a chance to listen to the secret sheriff's tape, which Parker and Hudson were not aware of at the time and didn't hear it for quite a long time. He made a statement, did Dr. Hynek, saying, that he found these gentlemen to be authentic and he believed them. They had an encounter, whatever it was. I don't have his exact quote with me, but that exact quote from Dr. Hynek will be probably on the back cover of the book. I know it's featured in it. But it was an example, as Kurt said. I mean, the two gentlemen looked at the incident differently. Charles Hickson had been a veteran of the Korean War, and Calvin was only 19 at the time, so there was quite an age difference as well. And Charlie Hickson thought it was important to tell people about this incident, And I've met others here in the UK who felt exactly the same. They felt that, people must know about it. So whenever he could, he took the opportunity to talk about it, and that was at UFO symposiums, TV. I think his first TV show might have been the Dick Cavett Show, whatever that is, But Calvin Parker was quite the opposite. He didn't want to talk about it. In fact, he'd been living at Charlie's house and he went back home. He lived, over 100 miles away. And just a few weeks after the event, had a breakdown and ended up in hospital. So he had the opposite. He did not want to talk about it to anyone. And one of the things that William Mendes says in writing the book, there were times when they had no idea where Calvin was. When they tried to contact him, he did not, it affected him so badly. He wasn't hiding, trying to keep away from people. Just the effect it had on him. And I've interviewed a young man here many, many years ago, and he was very similar to that. He didn't have a breakdown, but he wasn't far off. And it terrified the living daylights out of him, and he did not like talking about it, even to me. And I can understand that. And it is a fascinating account. I'm saying you don't have to agree with it. You can look at this account from whatever way you want. Like Kurt was saying, from a cultural perspective. But it is truly fascinating, and I will be making it available pretty soon. And if you two gentlemen would like a copy of the manuscript in advance, I'd gladly send you it, on email. Not a problem. With the greatest of pleasure.
We did have a few questions from listeners. Gene, did we want to bring those in?
This is a good time. Yes, go ahead.
There was one about, now this is a change of subject, but this is from Ron Away. He's from Liverpool, and he says, earlier this year, I and two other Paracast listeners, Goggs and Spectre 73, went to a paranormal conference in Falkirk. I can only speak for myself when I say that I found the event to be slightly ludicrous and left feeling jaded and disappointed. Having never been to one before and not wanting to give up after my first attempt, are there any events coming to the UK in 2018 that you would recommend?
There are events in the UK. I'm not directly involved with any of them, so I have no vested interest, but I spoke at one this year in Hull, which is in East Yorkshire, and it was organised by Outer Limits magazine, which is a free online magazine published bi-monthly. And it was their first event, and it went down very well. So next year, they're doing another one. It's in September. It's Outer Limits magazine. We were talking about this particular incident earlier on, but one of their main speakers is Colonel Holt from, you know, Rendlesham. He was the deputy base commander and one of the main witnesses at the time. So Colonel Holt would be one of the main speakers. There will be a different perspective. There'll be Mary Rodwell from Australia, although she's originally from the UK, looking at close encounter cases, as well as local UFO researchers, John Hansen, Paul Sinclair, and Chris Evers as well. So it is all about UFOs. There's no paranormal involved in it whatsoever. I would certainly recommend that, knowing the gentleman that organized it, the way it was organized this year. And I've met the Colonel only briefly some years back, so I'm sure that would be one I would recommend. There are others that happen up and down the country, you know, because I have no vested interest in any of them. I'm not a member of anything, so you have to take your pick sometimes, take your choice. But I could recommend that one because I know the people involved.
There was a question from Blowfish, who had asked. Well, he wanted to ask about the secret space program. We covered that, but he did want to know about. This is something people frequently want to know, and I'm sure that you've answered this before. He wants to know what you considered your best UFO sighting, but he also asks about debunked cases. So if you could give us an example of one of your best cases and one of the cases that you thought had been, you know, eliminated and explained, hoax or otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, not far from where I live and back in the early 1980s, we had a telephone call from a lady who started to say, "You won't believe me, you won't believe me." And she was called Mrs. Westerman. And she was in a small mining town called Normanton in West Yorkshire. Myself and Mark Wurzel from the Old Society interviewed the lady. And the sighting she had was on a summer's day. She was washing the dishes after lunch. She lived in an elevated house. She actually went up the stairs to her front door. Her children were playing a ball game outside. Same ball game I played when I was their age. Five children. And it was a lovely summer's day. The ball went into the air that the children were playing with. And they saw this object come out of the sky at an angle, stop in mid-air and drop to the ground. Now, where they lived was a cul-de-sac. Beyond the cul-de-sac was some fields and some trees and some electricity pylons. So they run in the house and they said, Mum, there's an aeroplane crashed in the field. So Mrs. Westerman came out of the front door. Like I said, it's an elevated house. And from that position, you could see across the field. But what she could see was what she described to me as a Mexican hat shaped object on the ground, but it was silver in color. So she got the children, they walked across the field. At one point they went down a small dip, so they lost sight of this object. Up the other side of the dip, and there was a fence around this field, so they had electricity pylons in it. And now, not only was this object there was three tall men. Yeah, all in white, all dressed in white, with a visor over their face. They got so close they could see that they didn't have gloves on. They had mittens.
Let's talk about mittens in our next segment with Philip And Curtis and Jean, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, there's a point here. Philip Mantle, they're wearing mittens, not gloves.
Not gloves, they were very close. And the children wanted to climb the fence and get into the field, but the mum held them back. And at this point, these men walked to the rear of this thing and took off whence it had came. Now, we interviewed this lady and all the children. We even interviewed one of the children's friends. Now, he hadn't been a witness to the event. He'd been playing with the children, and he'd gone home to his own house for lunch and then come back. And he was a bit miffed that he hadn't witnessed it. But he told us, you know, about all the excitement. Now, this was a mining community. There was coal mines, a big coal mining industry in the area, or it was at the time. And whilst this is not scientific, I grew up in a very similar environment. My father worked down the coal mine all his life. And these were the type of people I've grown up with. So we came to the conclusion that, you know, this story was either real or they were lying. And I couldn't find any reason why they were lying at all. But what did perplex Mrs. Westerman was the fact that this was a lovely summer's day. Lots of people were about. There is a main motorway, what you probably call a highway, right next to them. Yet nobody else came forward. Nobody. She expected it to be in the newspaper the next day or on TV or whatever. Not a thing. And down the years, we've run the story a couple of times in the local press, and we've had no more feedback. So it was one that's always stuck with me. You can call it your best or whatever, and it's one that's always stuck in my head. The other part of the question is, you know, is there an incident you've been involved with that's been explained, found to be fake? Well, you know, I was involved, rightly or wrongly, with the alien autopsy film. And, of course, after many years, it took me many years of extensive research, working with colleagues at times in different parts of the world, but eventually I got to the bottom of it all. It was one big hoax made for money. I know the man that led the team that faked it, and most of the ins and outs of how it was made. And of course, in 1995, it itself was a huge phenomenon around the world. It was on Fox TV in the United States, from Channel 4 here, newspapers, magazines, I mean, you name it. I got quite a lot of stick for being involved in it from all quarters, because rightly or wrongly, what I did, I publicly tended to support the gentleman who released it, which was Ray Santilli. But that was something I did on purpose, because behind the scenes I was trying to figure out what was going on. I was working with colleagues on it in different parts of the world. So there was two sort of sides to my research. There was the public one, and there was the one that I kept secret from Ray Santilli. You know, I've even heard from him this year. It never stops, but it is a hoax. There are people who still believe it's authentic, but it's not. It is one big hoax. It was a sensation at the time. They have the one that I think is, I'd say, is one of my top 10, and there is something else that turned out to be a huge money-making hoax. And I hope that answers the gentleman's question.
I believe you have a book on that, but is there and isn't there's a site, I forgot now, the model maker, doesn't he have a film or a site out for if somebody wants more information on that hoax?
Well, yeah, I have a book. I wrote a book about it. It's called Roswell Alien Autopsy. It's available online. The gentleman who led the team that faked it is called Spiros Malaris. Spiros is a character in his own right. You know, he first trained as a young man to be a motor mechanic. He then went on to be a magician, which he still is. He's a working magician. He also is a filmmaker, businessman. So he's got many different talents to him. It's a long story of how he became involved with Ray Santilli, and he made the film, you know. And so he's the guy that made it. It just so happened his friend was a sculptor of some repute. His friend, you know, sculpted the dummies, made the dummies, and it was all planned. You know, Spiros's girlfriend at the time, she studied the medical side of things, so they got that right. All the props were hired from different places and sent to different addresses. Nobody could, you know, cross-check. So it was planned very well. And I've seen all of Spiros's information on this. He kept a diary at the time. I've seen all his research files. He even did you know, paintings about the subject to give him an idea of what to do. A storyboard, you might say. And huge research files, I mean, folders upon folders of them, faxes from Kodak and a whole host of other things. So it was very well done, I have to admit, but it was a hoax. And Spiros now is trying to set the record straight, because according to him, and I've no reason to disbelieve him, they didn't make it for any money. The original idea was to release it and then 6 months later maybe, you know, hold their hands up and say, well, look how well we did. But they essentially, you know, cried wolf. So Spiros just went on his way and left them to it. He was amazed when he finally looked into it, how much money that had been made of it. So he's not after any financial reward. He's just trying to set the record straight. He's working on his own book. I have read some of it. It's not finished. So, he is available. You should interview him, Gene. He'll give you quite a story, I can assure you. But it is a hoax. There are people who will not believe it's a hoax, no matter what I say or what Spiros says or anyone else will not convince them otherwise. But that's the way it goes, I'm afraid.
Isn't that really part and parcel of what we see in the UFO field over the years? We expose a hoax. It's gone, complete. We know this is fake. And then it just keeps coming back. And I'll give you one example of a case that seems to return all the time is Aztec, New Mexico. And there's a million reasons why I think that there's no providence to that story. In fact, we had someone, a retired engineer who lived in Aztec back in 1948. He went to a class reunion and asked all the people he knew, did this happen? Nobody remembers it. The incident didn't occur to anyone until the Scully book was written.
A bestseller, by the way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's the will to believe for whatever reason, Gene, Kirk. You know, there is that reason, that will to believe. And, you know, the gentleman here, he has a Facebook page all about the alien autopsy film, and he's questioned me extensively. And I've answered, you know, all of his questions. There's some of which I've had to say I don't know because I didn't know the answer to them, but I've answered every. And he, you know, Sam Tilley himself has come out with a different story. But, of course, when that happens, then, of course, the men in black get involved, or government cover-ups, or, you know, and then it's just, you know, why people, you know, want to believe. I mean, you know, I met many years back a gentleman, I believe his name is Glenn Stecklin, lovely guy, but he runs the George Adamski Foundation.
We were offered someone from this foundation very recently to come on the PowerCast. Got more to come with Philip Antle, Curtis Collins, Gene Steinberg. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Old UFO tales never die. Now, I would have thought that the Georgia Dempsey case died years ago. As we know, our old friend, the late Jim Moseley, actually published a Georgia Dempsey expose edition back in 1957. We've got the text of it linked online at the JimMoseley.com website. Thanks to Kurt Collins, by the way, for putting up all that material. And Jim did a really credible job with the writers he was working with no budget whatever, really pulling apart the Adamski story. Even the people who supposedly were witnesses didn't really witness anything. But the case never dies. We had Timothy Good on the show a couple or 3 years ago, and he seemed to believe in Adamski now. Then we had this foundation or something where they offered me someone, a representative, and I had some back and forth with the person who wrote me. And none of the things, none of the facts that exposed Adamski were even on their radar. They never heard of it. They heard one version of the case being Adamski's version. And all the exposés of the photographs and everything else, they knew nothing about it. And we're talking about something that happened decades ago. The issue should have been over and done with. And that's what happens in this field.
There's a firm believer in it. And there's a gentleman, I think it's called Gerard Artson. I met a few years back. He's from continental Europe. Wrote a book about Adamski. Like I said, I met Glenn Stecklin many years back at a conference in Dusseldorf in Germany. And he runs the, I believe he still runs the George Adamski Foundation. So, you know, the will to believe is there, Gene. And there's no matter what you say to these people who believe in these incidents, will change their mind. You know, it's as simple as that. And it's something we have to be aware of and, again, move on. You know, why are you going to waste your time trying to convince somebody when no matter what you say, we'll do that, you know? So, tried with a gentleman here in the UK who firmly believes in the alien autopsy film. He's not alone. There's a small band of them. But they won't listen. So if they won't listen, then I'm sorry, gentlemen, but you know what? Again, I've got better things to do with my time, and I'll move on. All the evidence that I've accumulated was published in my book. It's there if you want to buy it. I'll even make it free to anyone that contacts me. I'll send them a copy on email. You know, it's as simple as that. I'm not paid by the government or been accused of that in the past. I'm some kind of government informant. I wish I was. You know, I'm at that age now. I should be drawing my pension. Where's my government pension? It's not in my bank account, which is ironic because when the alien autopsy film came out, I was even accused of being Ray Santilli's accomplice and being on his payroll. Well, again, if I was on his payroll, I don't know which bank account he paid me into, but it wasn't mine. You know, it's just nonsense. It really is. But, you know, move on. Leave him to it, Gene.
You know, that should be a badge of honor, that you're a government agent, because it means you have another source of income. Hey, that's good. Maybe they're paying me enough money. You know, another $100,000 a year on the side. That'd be nice.
It would be great. I wish, but, you know, I saw one gentleman, you know, quite openly say it on a video we made that, you know, I was a government insider. Insider of what, you know? I've just retired. I worked for a bank. You know, it's nothing to do with the government. Before that, I worked in industry. So it's a bizarre part of the whole subject matter. And you know, I would say the paranormal, not just UFOs, anything. It's a fact of life. We have to live with it. Simple as that.
I came across a passage in a Jacques Vallée book, and he was referring to someone. He didn't quote it, but he said that a skeptic had noted that once a person accepts an unusual belief, that even if it's disproven, that their belief does not go back to the baseline before. So, for example, in George Adamski, they might grudgingly accept that he was a hoaxer, but they believe the basic story that he said, or at least the possibility of an ambassador from Venus. So it seems to change them fundamentally, and especially if you grow up with those beliefs, it's really hard for someone to reset and say, well, no, this isn't true. I mean, it's almost like a religious upbringing. So I'm sure you've met people like that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like I said, I'm from believing a whole range of things that no matter what you say, no matter what proof you might offer. For example, you know, the MJ-12 documents, I think they've been conclusively shown to be fake. But there are those that, you know, well, admit, oh, yeah, okay, you know, they may be fake. However, I believe they were based on real documents, so they used that trick. It's the same with the alien autopsy film. Well, yeah, it may be a fake, but I believe that Ray Santilli really did see the real film and had it remade, you know. How can you win in an argument like that? They want to believe such things, you know, fair enough, leave them to it. It's a fact of the subject, I'm afraid, and we have to live with it.
There's a question that from Angelo, and he asks, when someone presents a possible UFO case, what do you look for in terms of making sure it isn't a waste of time? How can you tell if the person is not a kook or just lacks critical thinking to determine if something is truly anomalous? And I want to expand beyond that to ask you that how do people interested in the topic keep from investing in the wrong authors in cases like MJ-12 or other things that have polluted it? So if you could just kind of provide some guidance there.
It's not easy. A lot of it's down to experience. I mean, I consider myself fortunate when I, you know, began my involvement in this subject. And one of the things they taught me was to know your location where you live to begin with. You know where your local airport is, your heliport, and so on. And also know something about the night sky. For example, here in the UK now, if you get up early in the morning, you know, Venus and Jupiter in conjunction, they look like they're next to each other in the morning sky. In fact, they're not. They're, you know, millions upon millions of miles apart. And things like that. So it always depends on what kind of sighting is reported to you in the first place. For example, I know where the airport is. If somebody reports some red and green flashing lights at 10, 15. It's probably the inbound from Spain. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, I know if somebody said, oh, you know, I got up this morning at 4:30 to, you know, go to work, and there was these two huge lights in the sky. I know it's Jupiter and so on. But you can also have someone that is a little bit, shall we say, eccentric, but nonetheless he's telling the truth. So a lot of it is down to experience, and it is dependent on the sighting that comes to you. For example, photographs. Today, you know, just recently I've had, for whatever reason, a number of alleged UFO photographs come my way. And one of the things I've said is that instantly now you must look upon them in a skeptical manner, because of the software that is available for home computers and so on, that they can make all kinds of things. So you automatically, in those instances, in my opinion, take a sceptical stance. Whereas in the past, although it wasn't possible to fake photographs, of course, it was that bit more difficult. And so it just depends. It just depends on what is reported to you in the first place, is how you judge it and how you investigate. And you know, and some of it is experience. I've been involved for a long time. I have made mistakes along the way, but that's because I'm human. You know, I'm not perfect. And people will perpetrate hoaxes for whatever reason. You know, there's 101 reasons why people perpetrate a hoax. So, you know, you have to be on your guard and be cautious. But nonetheless, you know, we have to remember that do we have a responsibility to point them in people in the right direction? And we're on about, you know, the MJ-12 documents. I mean, if you speak to Stanton Friedman, for example.
Let's go into MJ-12 and other stuff in our next segment with Philip Mantle and Kurt Collins and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, one thing I like Stanton Friedman, I've known him for several decades. I think to the end of his days, he will never recant on MJ-12 unless the person who wrote MJ-12 says, "Hey there, I did it."
Well, yeah, I mean, Stanton to this day will argue, you know, his case that they are authentic, despite all the negative information about them that's readily available. Similar with Roswell, you know. And just recently, I think it was this year, I read a quote in a newspaper from Stanton saying that he believed that aliens had interfered with our space flights. And that it's one of the reasons why half of the missions to Mars have been a failure. In other words, it wasn't down to equipment or human error, but, you know, they've been interfered with by the aliens. And I found that astonishing. I really did. So I emailed Stanton and asked him if this quote it was correct. And to my amazement, he said yes. So there you go. I mean, we all have our own belief systems, despite we may say we don't. I think it's just part of human nature, we do. You know, I look upon my job as a UFO researcher to try and do the best job I can and make information available. And hopefully somebody somewhere will be able to make sense of it. You know, I'm not saying I can. I have my own opinions. Doesn't mean I'm right, of course. And I have my own conclusion. They have changed down the years, and I'm sure they'll change again before I shuffle off this morsel coil. But we shall see. We shall see. But you're right, you know, no matter what, people like Stan, whom I know and respect, will argue their cause no matter what. Simple as that.
Well, I know I've been following this thing for a long time, and I, over the years, have come to disbelieve a lot of things in the UFO field that I might have accepted early on. Because in the early days, you know, I read the stuff from Major Donald Kehoe. UFOs are spaceships. Maybe they're from Mars, because they were talking about Mars then. Now, they still were talking about the canals on Mars. I think they were steeped in the fiction writings of Edgar Rice Burroughs and John Carter of Mars. And they were talking about this stuff. And even after we realized that there's no evidence of life on Mars except on the Supergirl TV show with the Martian Manhunter character. There's no evidence of life on Mars. Oh, by the way, they have them beneath the surface of the planet. You know, we still had the theories voiced by the people from the 50s like Major Kehoe. Nothing has changed in the field. We still talk about disclosure. Do you think the governments have anything whatever to disclose, or would they be put in a position where they have no idea what's going on.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, disclosure, it kind of makes me chuckle. I'm maybe fortunate because I've been involved for so long, but when you have been involved as long as I have, you realize that, in inverted commas, the disclosure is, goes around in circles. I mean, it pops up every 5 or 10 years. Not that long ago, it was Operation Right to Know. It was the same thing. It was disclosure with a different name. And it never comes. We know, you know, governments keep secrets. It is their duty to keep secrets. It's the way governments, you know, work. But just because something is kept secret doesn't mean anything. I had a friend who worked in a textile mill, and they used to make cloth. And he told me, he said, I've signed the Official Secrets Act. What for? He made cloth. He said, yeah, some of the cloth we make is actually used in military uniforms. So we have to sign the Official Secrets Act. So just because it's a secret doesn't mean there's anything sinister behind it. I mean, our Official Secrets Act was brought in for the First World War, you know, 100 years ago. So it's well out of date. But it is the duty of governments to keep secrets, but it doesn't necessarily mean there's anything sinister. It's been my conclusion that they know less, or maybe just as much as we do, but certainly not necessarily any more. And when our MOD files are being released, there is some interesting items in it, but it's clear that the MOD were as baffled as the rest of us, because we don't actually investigate UFOs. We investigate UFO sightings. There is a difference. I can't give you a UFO, gentlemen, to investigate. And there's nothing I can show you to put under the microscope, but I can give you UFO sightings. So the two are entirely different. And it's the same with, certainly our government. When you look through their files, they are not, on the occasion when they have taken an interest in certain events, they've got nothing that they can study any differently than you or I can. They may have more resources and have more money, but at the end of the day, they do pretty much the same as you or I would. They would speak to the witnesses and so on, and see if there's any rational explanation. And that's the same in the Blue Book files. So I don't think they know any more than us. I really don't. No matter what part of government they may be, at the end of the day, they're all the same as you and I. They're all human. So they can't do anything much differently than we can, really, no matter what they've got. Unless you are of the opinion that they've got fresh saucers and aliens and whatever else, secret space programs flying from Mars and setting off here, there and everywhere. If you believe that, then fine. But I can't give you a piece of an alien spacecraft, gentlemen, for you to study. It just stole that.
We're about to run out of time, so let me just say this quickly. I have voiced the theory here that what we see in terms of UFOs, even if it represents an alien technology, is not what they really are like. That a technology hundreds or thousands of years beyond us, we wouldn't even recognize. It'd be like magic, as some people have said.
Oh, I agree entirely with you, Gene. I mean, I think was it Carl Sagan who said that? I mean, one of the books I published, UFOs of Romania, Dan said, for example, you know, if you put a TV in an ant colony, the ants would be aware of it, and they could crawl all over it and know there's something there, but never in a zillion years would they be able to make any sense out. And we could be that version of the ant colony. So it was an interesting way of looking at it. So I would agree with you, yes.
Well, there you go. It would be something just so beyond our understandings. So like in the movie Contact, the aliens appear to us, or whatever the force is behind UFOs, in a way that we can understand, or we are interpreting what we see in a way we understand.
It's something that's earthbound or somewhere else still remains to be seen. But like Whitley Strieber said to me many years ago, we're learning to ask better questions, Philip. And I think it was exactly right.
Well, maybe the problem we have with UFO field is we're asking the wrong questions. Philip Mantle, for those who want to find out more about what you do, where can they check you out?
You can find my blog. Just search Flying Express. I'm on there. I'm on Facebook. You know, I'm on there regularly. You'll easily find me, it's been a great pleasure speaking to you, gentlemen.
Okay. You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. You can also find Chris O'Brien's site, OurStrangePlanet.com. We have a pair of Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. They're not owned by Russia. Therefore, we're just there. We also have After the Paracast, our second radio show that accompanies this one, where you never know what's going to happen next. You can definitely download the show and get a copy of this show free of the network ads. If you join the Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Prices start at just $1.49 a week. And we offer lifetime subs with free books and all sorts of goodies. Kurt Collins, if our listeners want to know more about your work, where can they check you out?
BlueBlurryLines.com.
BlueBlurryLines.com. That's a tongue twister, sir.
It is. I wrote it, and when I tried to say it, I realized I might have made a mistake, but we're stuck with it now, so check out my articles there. Oh, and then also you mentioned the Jim Moseley site, so, I'm hoping to update some things there, too, jimmoseley.com.
It's been fun. Philip Mantle, thanks for joining us on the Paracast this week.
My pleasure, Phil.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.